Halleluja. If you're awake, say hallelujah.
Om du är vaken, säg halleluja.
Yes. God is good.
Gud är god.
Before we start, I just want to say this brother in the blue t-shirt, when we met earlier, I just felt such strong presence of God on you and this strong like favor and his spirit.
Det känns så stort like, närvaro av Gud strong. På dig och Guds ande var så starkt över dig. Den blå gensaren.
Yeah, so Father, we just pray for an immense increase.
Och tacka för en stor ökelse.
That you would use this young man's life to transform so many, Lord.
Så brukar den unge mannens liv för att förvandla så många.
We thank you for everything that you're doing in his life right now.
Tackar för allt du gör i hans liv nu.
We thank you for the hunger that he has
for
more of you.
Tackar för mer av dig.
And we pray as a church together in agreement that he will see the more of God in his life and people's life will be transformed through his life.
Och vi ber i enighet som menighet att Guds att man ska få se Gud genom han och att han ska få en förökelse i livet sitt.
Amen. Yeah, it's powerful.
Kraftfullt.
Yeah. Before we start, I just really want to take this opportunity to honor the leadership of this church.
För jag börjar vill bara ta möjligheten att ära ledarskap i denna menigheten. Yeah.
Pastor David, Pastor Liv.
Pastor David, Liv.
These people have been such, have played such an important role in my life and the life of my family.
De har varit så viktiga i mitt liv och min familjs liv.
I think it's safe to say, if it wasn't for them coming to India and preaching the message that they have preached, the message of faith and grace, we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here.
Det är tryggt att säga att hade inte de kommit till India och förkynt budskapet om tro, så hade inte vi varit där.
I remember that at least for 10 years, every time he would come, he would speak the same. He would preach the same message.
Jag ska i varje fall 10 år, så var enda gång han kom så förkynt han om det samma.
He preached 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Förkynt andra Korintherna 5:17.
For those who are in Christ,
de som är i Kristus.
Now they are a new creation.
Nu är det en ny skapelse.
The old is gone.
Det gamla
är gått
och det nya är kommit.
And this is no joke. Some people thought that's the only message he knew.
Och det var inte sant att någon trodde att det var det enda budskapet han kunde.
There was a discussion that okay, maybe he doesn't know anything else to preach.
Det var en diskussion att kanske han inte har något annat att förkynna.
And one day we asked him, why do you preach the same message every time?
Så en gång spurte vi honom, varför förkynner du det samma varje gång?
And he was like, I will preach it until people get it.
Han sa, jag förkynner det till folk förstår det.
And I think it has borne fruit. I think it's, yeah, I think you rarely get people like this, Pastor Liv, Pastor David. Mm. It's church. So I really want to honor them.
Jag tror det har bärt frukt.
They have not just for me but so many hundreds and thousands of people in India. They have been such a blessing to them.
För hundravis och tusenvis i India så har varit en så stor välsignelse.
Ja, halleluja. It's a great leaders to have.
Det är goda ledare att ha.
Yeah. Halleluja. How many of you are happy this morning?
Hur många av er är glada denna morgon?
If you're not, it's easy. You just smile and your brain thinks you're happy.
Om du inte ser det enkelt, det är bara smila så blir så tror jag gärna att du är glad.
Smile. Yeah.
Låt oss smila.
It's good to smile.
Det är bara att smila.
Halleluja. You know, every time we come in gatherings like this, or we talk about God, or we set our eyes on God, so to say, our focus on God.
Varje gång vi samlar oss så detta här och lyfter vårt fokus mot Herren.
I think every time we do this, it's an immense opportunity for transformation to happen.
Så varje gång vi gör det så är det en stor möjlighet för förändring att ske.
And if there's no transformation, I mean, there's nothing good comes out of it.
Om det inte sker någon förändring så är det ingenting gott som har kommit ut av det.
So from the point I got to know that okay, I should speak something in the church.
Så från stunden jag fick veta att jag skulle tala här i menigheten.
When you have grown up in church all your life, especially in India.
När du har vuxit upp i menigheten hela livet, speciellt i India.
It's very easy to put together a nice message, few verses, you know, here and there. You've heard all your life.
Enkelt att putta samman en fin tale med goda vers och sånt. Du har hört ting hela livet.
But just like keeping a Bible next to your bed is not gonna cast any demons out.
Men akkurat som att ha Bibeln vid sidan av sängen, det kommer till att kasta några demoner ut.
The same way, if there's no transformation, I mean, there's the word, it has to work.
På samma måte, om det ikke noen forandring, så har vi ikke ordet. Ordet må få lov å arbeide.
So I've been thinking and praying this entire week and be like, God, there has to be a transformation.
Jeg har bedt hele denne uken at Gud, det må være en forandring.
When we come together, do something in me, do something in all the people that are here.
Når vi kommer sammen, gjør noe i meg, gjør noe i de menneskene som er.
That my life will be transformed.
Sånn at mitt liv kan bli forandret.
That's the point. If that's not there, then we miss it.
Det er poenget, om ikke den forandringen er der.
So before we start, let's just pray.
Så før vi starter, la oss be.
If you can, please, can if you go there, yeah, take out your hands.
Om du kan, så ta ut dine hender.
Father, we come before you as sons and daughters.
Vi kommer framfor deg som sønner og døtre.
We are hungry, Lord.
Vi sulten, Gud.
We are hungry for your word.
Sulten på ditt ord.
We are hungry for a revelation from you, Lord.
Vi sulten på en åpenbaring fra deg, Herre.
We open our hearts and minds to be transformed, Lord.
Vi åpner våre hjerter og tanker for å bli forandret.
Spirit of God, shake us.
Guds ånd, rist oss.
Oh, Father, you offend us. Offend us with your truth.
Herre, fornærm oss med sannheten her.
Let us not just be easy and comfortable with what we already know, but let us go beyond. Let us know everything that you want us to know.
La oss ikke bare være tilfreds med det vi kan nå, men la oss vite alt du har for oss her.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are going to transform our lives today.
Takk, Jesus, for at du forandrer våre liv i dag.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's start by reading a verse.
If
you have your Bibles, you can open up with me. It's Romans 5 and verse 17.
Jeg slår opp i Romerne 5, 17.
I'm just going to read in English, then maybe you can read in. So it says, for if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ?
Mm. For om døden fikk herredømme ved den ene, ved denne enes fall, så skal da de som tar imot nådens overflod og rettferdighetens gave, desto mer ha liv og herske ved den ene Jesus Kristus.
You know, before sin came, or as soon as God created a man,
før synd kom, eller når Gud skapte mennesket,
he gave them a mandate. He gave them a mandate.
Så ga han de et mandat.
And the mandate was to have dominion.
Og mandatet var å ha herske.
We can actually go there. It's Genesis 1, or not Genesis 1, 2.
Vi kan gå til 1. Mosebok 1, 2.
Verse 28. God blessed them.
Så velsignet Gud dem.
And said to them.
Og sa til dem.
Be fruitful.
Vær fruktbare.
Increase in number.
Bli mange.
Fill the earth.
Fyll opp jorden.
And subdue it.
Og legg den under dere.
Rule over the fish of the sea.
Dere skal råde rett over
fisken i havet. And the birds of the air.
Og fuglene i luften.
Over every living creature that moves on the ground.
Over hver levende skapning som rører seg på jorden.
That's the first thing the first thing that God did.
Første tingen som Gud gjorde,
he blessed his creation.
Han velsignet skapelsen.
And you are blessed.
Du velsignet.
And after this blessing, he gave them a mandate.
Og etter denne velsignelsen så gir han dem et mandat.
He gave them a mandate to reign on everything that is around them.
Han gir dem et mandat til råd over alt som rundt dem.
So we're going to talk about this a little bit today.
Det skal vi snakke om i dag.
Let's see if we can wrap it up fast.
La oss se om vi kan gå gjennom det fort.
So if you come back to Romans 5,
så vi går tilbake til Romerne 5,
there are two things here.
Så det to ting her.
So you'll see, it says, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness?
Så hvor mye mer skal de som har, eller de som tar imot nådens overflod og rettferdighet, hvor mye mer liv skal de ha og råderett ved den ene?
So here's the important part, if you're going to remember this. So it's abundance of grace.
Så her er det viktig, overflod av rettferdighet, eller nåde.
And the gift of righteousness.
Og rettferdighetens gave.
If these two are combined,
om disse to er i lag,
then you reign in life.
Da regjerer du livet, eller
that's
hersker.
How it works. It's that simple.
Det er så enkelt.
So let's get to the first part, or the second part.
Vi går til den andre delen.
It says the gift of righteousness.
Rettferdighetens gave.
Now the idea of righteousness is that it's a complete package gift that God gives to me.
Så tanken om rettferdighet er at det er en fullstendig gavepakke som Gud gir til meg.
I cannot add nothing to the righteousness of God.
Jeg kan ikke tillegge noe til Guds rettferdighet.
There's nothing I can do.
Ingenting jeg kan gjøre.
To make it less.
For å gjøre det mindre.
Or to make it more.
Eller mer.
All I can do is to receive it.
Alt jeg kan gjøre er å ta imot i tro.
So, in other words, it's given to me in fullness.
Som andre ord, er det gitt til meg i fullhet.
Okay, so If you want to reign in life, there are two things: abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness.
Som du vil regjere I livet, så det to ting: overflod, nådens overflod, og rettferdighetens gave.
And the gift of righteousness has been given to each one of us in fullness.
Og rettferdighetens gave gitt fullstendig til hver en av oss.
But then there's the grace part.
Men så det den nådedelen.
That's the interesting one here.
Det den interessante her.
Okay, let's look into it a little bit. Hallelujah. Everyone who's sleeping, say hallelujah.
Listen, so of us say hallelujah.
I'm sorry. Some people don't understand English and they miss it.
No, for storage language, so kanskje de mister den, men det fint.
Yeah. Well, well. Yeah. So, if you look at the grace part, Bible says in Romans that we have been saved by grace through faith.
Som dere ser på nådedelen, så sier Gud I romerne at vi har blitt frelst
by grace through faith.
Gjennom nåde, gjennom tro.
Yep. So, the part of righteousness is a complete package, fullness, gift that has been given to each one of us, and we receive it, we believe it, and we have it.
Så det gjelder rettferdighet, så det en fullstendig pakke som gitt til oss, og vi tror det.
The area of grace is somewhere I can grow into, actually.
Og der det nåde, det en plass hvor jeg kan få lov å vokse.
I can grow in grace.
Jeg kan vokse I nåde.
So what is grace? If you very simply try to explain it.
Hva nåde? Nå skal vi enkelt forklare det.
It's this supernatural empowerment of God that makes us do everything that we need to reign in life.
Det den overnaturlige empowerment.
It's like force, it's like power, powerhouse.
Kom an, det et ord her på norsk.
Hallelujah.
Say the sentence one more time. The supernatural empowerment of.
It's like a supernatural empowerment from God to do everything I need to do to reign in life.
Den overnaturlige kraft som Gud gir til oss sånn at vi kan gjøre alt Gud.
It's like having a car. You have the best car in the world, electric or gas. If there's no charge on it, if there's no gas in it, it's not going to move.
Det som har en bil, elektrisk eller drivstoff, om vi ikke har noen drivstoff eller strøm på det, så vil den ikke bevege seg.
So righteousness deals with identity.
Så rettferdighet har å gjøre med identitet.
It's who I am.
Hvem jeg
I've been made new in Christ.
Jeg har blitt gjort ny I Kristus.
I have complete access to the holiest of holy place. I can reach to God now.
Jeg har fullstendig tilgang til det helligste av det hellige.
But to grow in as a sons and daughters of God, that's where the grace part comes in.
Men for å vokse som sønner og døtre av Gud, det der nåden kommer inn.
You can only drive your car as long as there's gas in it.
Du kan bare kjøre bilen så lenge det bensin på den.
If gas stops, the car will stop no matter how good it is. It's million kroner, whatever it is. It can be the most expensive, but it's going to stop.
Om drivstoffet tomt, så vil den stoppe uansett. Det kan være en kjempedyr bil, millioner kroner. Han vil stoppe hvis drivstoffet tomt.
So you can grow in grace.
Så du kan vokse I nåde.
So this empowerment it increases on your life. How does it happen?
Så den kraftgjøringen, den kraften som Gud gir på livet vårt, den kan vokse.
We've been saved how? By grace.
Vi har blitt frelst gjennom nåde.
True?
Gjennom. Vi har blitt frelst ved nåde gjennom tro.
So you access this abundance of grace.
Så du får tilgang til denne overfloden av nåde.
Through faith.
Gjennom tro.
You know, if you go to Hebrews 11,
du går til Hebreerne 11,
he says that faith is the evidence of things hoped for.
Så troen bevis på det en håper på.
Faith will never be able to manifest something that you cannot see or envision or hope for. If there's no hope for it, the faith will not be able to manifest.
Tro vil aldri manifestere noe du ikke kan se eller håpe på.
So how do we... Okay, let's make it very simple now. You know, when you talk about reigning in life, we hear so many testimonies of people.
Og så kommer det å regjere livet, så hører vi så mye vitnesbyrd om folk.
They took a crazy step out of their comfort zone and God just appeared and it was a miracle and everything.
De tok et ekstremt steg ut av deres komfortsone og Gud møtte opp og det ble et stort mirakel.
The really interesting thing about Christian life is
Men det interessante med det kristne livet.
God does not want us to live from miracle to miracle.
Men Gud vil ikke at vi skal leve fra mirakel til mirakel.
It's very easy to fall in that trap.
Det veldig enkelt å falle I den fellen.
Whether it is spiritual, whether it is financial, whether it is our healing, God does not want me to live from, okay, I get sick and then I get healed. and I get again and get healed.
Åndelig, finansielt eller helbredelse, så vil ikke Gud at vi skal leve fra den ene til den andre.
He wants me to be in divine health all the time.
Han vil at jeg skal ha guddommelig helse hele tiden.
He has provided provision for me so that I don't get sick at all.
Han har gitt meg alt jeg trenger, så jeg ikke trenger å være syk I det hele tatt.
That's what reigning in life is all about.
Det betyr å regjere I livet.
Back home in India.
Jeg tilbake I India.
People have this idea that when they come to get prayed for,
så folk denne tanken at når de kommer fram og blir bedt for,
they will be like, pray for me that God will do what He wants to do in my life.
Så tenker de sånn at be for meg eller sier sånn at be for meg sånn at Gud kan få gjøre det Han vil I mitt liv.
It's a good prayer.
En god bønn.
It sounds very good.
Høres veldig bra ut.
That God, I want God's will to be fulfilled in my life.
At jeg vil at Guds vilje skal bli fullført I livet mitt.
Read the word, you will actually get the will.
Les ordet, det står faktisk der.
And we are partners with God and we are actually fulfilling His will on His earth actually.
Og vi partner med Gud, vi fullfører faktisk Hans vilje her på jorden.
Okay. So God does not want me or you to live from miracle to another miracle.
Så Gud vil ikke at vi skal leve fra mirakel til mirakel.
He rather wants me to become a miracle to someone else.
Han vil heller at jeg skal bli et mirakel til noen andre.
If someone needs healing, I go and be a miracle to them.
Om noen trenger helbredelse, så blir jeg et mirakel for dem.
If someone is having a financial problem, he wants me to go and give.
Om noen har et finansielt økonomisk problem, så vil Gud at jeg skal gå til dem.
And that's what reigning his life is all about.
Og det betyr å herske I livet.
Reigning is not conditional.
Herske ikke betinget.
It's not like, okay, I can reign until all my family is healthy, my finances are good, there's peace in my family, then I'm reigning, I'm up high, hallelujah.
Det ikke sånn at jeg råderett eller hersker bare når alle helbredet, alle har økonomisk trygt og sånn.
It's unconditional. It's COVID or no COVID.
Det ubetinget. Det COVID eller ikke COVID.
It's persecution or no persecution.
Forfølgelse eller ikke forfølgelse.
It's money or no money.
Penger eller ikke.
It's food or no food.
Mat eller ikke.
You reign.
Du hersker.
If you read when Paul writes, he's writing that rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
Paul skriver I Filipperne, gled dere I Herren alltid. Igjen vil jeg si, gled dere.
And then you start to see the historical context of it. And this guy is writing rejoice in the Lord always from the smallest prison cell you can find.
Og så ser man på den historiske konteksten rundt det, og da finner man ut at Paul skriver det fra den minste fengselscellen som finnes.
So we need to understand reigning in life has almost nothing to do with anything that's going around you.
Så vi må forstå det at det å herske eller råderett I livet har ikke noe å gjøre med det som foregår rundt oss.
And it has everything to do with how much I'm letting God transform me from the inside.
Men det har med å gjøre så hvor mye jeg klarer å la Gud få lov å forandre min innside.
So how do we know if someone is growing in grace or how do we know that?
Så hvordan vet vi om noen vokser I nåden?
Let's read Ephesians chapter 1.
Skal gå til Efesene 1.
Verse 7 and 8.
Vers 7 og 8.
Yes. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he has lavished on us
I ham har vi forløsningen ved hans blod, tilgivelse for overtredelsene etter hans nådes rikdom, som han lot komme rikelig over oss.
Let me read it in the Passion. In the Passion it says,
Passionoversettelsen står det.
This super abundant grace is already working in us, releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding.
Den super overflødige nåden allerede kraftfullt arbeidet I oss, som forløser I oss en form av visdom og praktisk forståelse.
So, grace, abundance of grace expresses itself in wisdom.
Så overflod av nåde uttrykker seg gjennom visdom.
You know, in the life of Joseph, it took a miracle of God to bring him out of the prison and put him in front of the king.
I Josef, I Bibelen, så tok det et mirakel for å ta Josef fra fengselscellen og foran kongen.
But to stay in the king's administration or the government or even become the prime minister, that was wisdom.
Men for å forbli i kongens regjerende gjeng eller på en måte klatre enda mer, så var det visdom som var nøkkelen til det.
So God can shake things up in an instance with a miracle in our life.
Så Gud kan riste ting opp på et sekund i våre liv.
But to live from that miracle, from that glory, to glory, to glory, it's going to take wisdom.
Men for å leve fra den herligheten til herligheten til herlighet, så trengs det visdom.
In other words, if you want to go far with a car, you need more gas.
Med andre ord, om du vil gå langt med en bil, så trenger du mer drivstoff.
After the church, we are going to drive to Oslo.
Etter møtet da skal vi kjøre til Oslo.
Probably need to fill up at least once or twice.
Kanskje vi trenger å fylle i hvert fall en, kanskje to ganger.
So the further you want to go,
så jo lengre du ønsker å gå,
the more gas is going to take.
Det mer drivstoff trengs.
This gas in our Christian life is this abundance of grace that God has provided for us, but I can access it more and more.
Dette drivstoffen, det er Guds overflod av nåde som vi kan ha tilgang til igjen og igjen.
And I access it through faith.
Og jeg har tilgang til det gjennom tro.
And the thing is that back in India, the problem is that the word for believing and faith is the same.
I India så er ordet for
believe and faith probably the same.
Ja, så er ordet for tro og tro.
People really get it wrong. It's not the same thing at all.
It's the same in Norway. It's the same word.
Yeah, same word. Yeah. Believing and having faith is not the same thing.
Det er jo å tro.
True and true is not the same thing.
Yeah. It's like think and yeah.
Yeah.
Det er som å tro eller tenke på noe.
It's not the same thing. I can believe that God has blessed me with every spiritual blessing and still have nothing.
Jeg kan tro at Gud har gitt meg, eller tenke at Gud har gitt meg mye åndelige ting, men fortsatt ikke ha noen ting.
I can believe that God has healed me and still be sick.
Jeg kan tenke at Gud har helbredet meg og fortsatt være syk.
It's faith that does that.
Det er tro som gjør det.
So what's the difference? Let's see it. It's very simple, actually.
Veldig enkel forskjell.
Bible actually says that it's impossible to please God without faith. That's crazy.
Det er faktisk at det er umulig å behage Gud uten tro.
So we better know what this is.
Vi bør vite hva dette er.
Faith is the ability to act on what you believe.
Evnen å handle på det du tror.
If you don't act on what you believe,
om du ikke handler på det
you'll
du
never
tror,
see it manifest.
Så vil du aldri se det manifesteres.
You cannot expect someone to be healed.
Du kan ikke forvente noen skal bli helbredet.
When you don't pray for them, I mean.
Når du ikke ber for dem.
You just sit there and you're like,
jeg sitter der og.
Really, I believe that God has healed them.
Jeg tenker og tror at Gud har helbredet dem.
Or I believe that God has provided healing for all the world.
Eller jeg tenker at Gud har gitt helbredelse til hele jorden.
I can believe that all my life and no one will get healed.
Jeg kan tenke det hele livet mitt, men ingen blir helbredet.
No one will get healed.
Ingen kommer til å bli helbredet.
Unless I start to act on what I believe and I lay my hand on someone who's sick, and there you go.
Med mindre jeg handler på det jeg tror på, legger hånd på de syke, og da kommer det.
So, look at this formation. I believe in the word of God.
Jeg tror på Guds ord.
I act on it through faith, that is faith.
Jeg handler på det gjennom tro.
When I act in faith, the supernatural empowerment of God, which in other words is grace, it grows in my life.
Så når jeg handler på det i tro, så vil den overnaturlige kraftgjøringen av Gud.
And as it
the
grows
last,
on my
the last part was the supernatural empowerment of God will.
It grows in my life.
Så vil den det vokse i Gud, den kraftgjøringen, overnaturlige kraftgjøringen som Gud gir oss, den vil vokse i vår liv.
Yeah, because if you're not going to drive the car, you don't need the gas.
Om du ikke kjører bilen, så vil du ikke trenge drivstoffet.
No one fills the car, just the standing car.
Ingen fyller en bil og lar den stå.
If you walk, then you fill it. If you're going to drive it.
Om du skal kjøre den, så fyller du den.
So as I take a step of faith,
når jeg tar et steg i tro,
this supernatural grace overload, hallelujah, power God comes.
Så med denne overnaturlige overfloden av nåde, kom igjennom livet mitt.
And as I do this it not just makes the way, but it also gives me more understanding and wisdom.
Og når jeg gjør dette, så viser ikke det bare en vei, men det gir meg mer forståelse og visdom.
it gives me more understanding so I can stay there.
Det ger mig mer förståelse så att jag kan bli I den tillstånd.
Not just have a miracle and then go back to the same.
Inte bara ha ett mirakel och gå tillbaka till som vi var för.
So it helps me to stay there. So then you combine this gift of righteousness and this abundance of grace.
Så då kombinerar vi denna gaven, överfloden av nåde och rättfärdighetens gave.
What do you get out of that? An unshaken life that is completely based on the word. Nothing can shake you.
Och då får du att stödig liv som på Guds ord.
Ja. Yeah. Halleluja. And God, that's the will of God for me and you.
Och det är Guds vilja för mig och dig.
He wants us to know that I have been fully made righteous in Christ through him.
Han vill att vi ska veta att jag har blivit fullständigt rättfärdig genom honom.
That's my identity. Nothing can shake it. Nothing can change it.
Det är min identitet. Ingen kan förändra det. Ingen kan förändra det.
And then, as I grow and as I act on what I believe in from the word,
I handlar på det jag tror I ordet.
I take a step of faith.
Så tar jag ett steg I tro.
God supernatural grace falls on me to actually fulfill it.
Så för Guds överflöd av nåde fullföra det.
You know, it's so funny that you know, Peter was the guy who walked on water.
Peter som gick på vattnet.
You will not see a single picture of Peter walking on the water, a painting.
Du vill aldrig se ett enaste bild av att Peter går på vattnet.
I'm like, what are these artists doing? They have no faith.
Okay, disse kunstnerne gjør, de har ingen tro.
Have you seen it? Like every picture you see, it's Peter is like drowning.
Okay, thank for that.
Like trying to hold the hand of Jesus.
Hvert maleri eller bilde dere ser, så ser det alltid ut som Peter drukner og holder Jesu hånd.
He walked.
Han gikk.
He was not just drowning the whole time.
Han druknet ikke hele tiden.
The others didn't even take a step out. He did.
Han tok et steg ut I tro.
So others believed.
Så andre tror.
They probably believed that it would work.
De andre I båten, disiplene, trodde gjerne at det skulle funke.
But at that moment, Peter had faith.
Men der så var det, hadde Peter tro.
He took a step of what he believed. He was like, okay, this is going to work.
Han handlet på det han jo trodde.
So that's what draining his life is all about.
Så det det å herske, eller råde.
My identity is closed, sealed, finished deal. In the name of Jesus.
Min identitet forseglet, ferdig arbeid.
Because of his righteousness.
På grunn av hans rettferdighet.
Now it's time for me to take what I believe.
Så det tid for meg å ta det jeg tror.
And stand on it no matter what the circumstances are.
Og stå på det uavhengig av hvordan omstendighetene.
I don't know, I think many of you have already heard it, but recently we did this conference back home.
Kanskje mange av dere allerede har hørt det, men nylig når vi hadde en konferanse I India.
It was a missions conference.
En misjonskonferanse.
Mostly for young people.
For unge folk.
And as soon as God spoke to us about the conference.
Så snart Gud talte til oss om konferansen.
We you know, it's very logical to think, okay, why do we do this conference? It's going to cost that, it's going to do that and all that.
Så det logisk å tenke at når vi skal gjøre konferanse så vil det koste sånn og sånn og sånn.
And then slowly we start to see, okay, this is turning out to be a big
Men sakte så begynte vi å si at dette kan jo bli en ganske stor greie.
Okay, so we ended up having a budget of 1.2 million rupees.
Så vi endte opp med å ha et budsjett 1,2 millioner rupees, cirka 140 000 norske.
So, and every day, I remember every day, when you go through the days and you're preparing for the conference.
Og hver dag når du går og forbereder deg for konferansen.
It's in the back of your mind.
Så ligger det I bakhodet.
You know that you need 1.2 million, you have 100,000.
Du vet at du har trenger 1,2 millioner rupees, så du har bare 100,000.
It's there. It doesn't disappear.
Og den tanken den forsvinner ikke.
So the reality, if I'm sick, the reality of my sickness will not go away.
Så realiteten av my sickness?
For example, I'm sick. It's not
ja,
like
så realiteten vil ikke forsvinne.
Now that
enten det sykdom eller mangel på penger.
Now that I've read that by the stripes of Jesus I am healed, it doesn't always instantly makes my sickness go away.
Så når jeg leser at Jesus sår har fått legedom, så gjør det at umiddelbart så går min sykdom bort.
So there you are standing in this moment where you're like, the word says I'm healed. The word says that I've been blessed with everything. I can see nothing. I have 100,000. I am still sick.
Så här står man med detta ord att Guds ord säger att jag är helbredet. Jag är fortsatt sjuk. Och där står vi med 100,000 rupis.
You can do two things.
Kom nu, då har du två utvägar.
You can pray to God. God.
Du kan be Gud.
Please make me healthy.
Var så snill och gör mig helbredet.
Or you can say, God, give me money.
Eller du kan säga, Gud, ge mig pengar till denna konferensen.
Or you can say,
alternativet.
Headache, sickness, cancer, whatever, get out.
Hodepine, sykdom, hva som er, gå ut.
Or you can say, money, come.
Eller du kan säga, pengar, kom.
That's what draining his life about. He has empowered me to do everything I need to live a godly life.
Han har gjort mig, han har gett mig allt jag tränger för att härska I livet.
Yes, hallelujah. We are meant to reign in life.
Vi är skapt för att regera eller härska I livet.
Every one of us has been given everything we need.
All var och en av oss har gett allt vi tränger.
To reign over every sickness, problem, whatever.
För att råda över var sjukdom, problem.
Yes, hallelujah. Mm. Let's just pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Tack Jesus.
For you are victorious.
För du är seger.
For you have destined me to live a victorious life every day.
Du har bestämt mig för att leva ett segrande liv varje dag.
That you have called me to reign in life.
Du har kallat mig att råda och härska I livet.
Father, from today.
Far från idag.
I'm going to stand strong on the word of God.
Ska jag stå starkt på Guds ord.
And I'm gonna believe on it, and I'm gonna act on it.
Och handla på det.
And I'm gonna reign on everything that comes against me.
Jag ska råda över allt som kommer mot mig.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Tack Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesu namn ber vi.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I hope you're blessed. Now comes the real man of God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
my father.
Guds man. Far.
And yeah, I think you can take it or he can take it.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.